Mishnah Gimel, the rule is that Devarim Shebek Kedusha, things which involve an extra degree of holiness and sanctity, can only be recited in the presence of a minion. So for example, Kaddish and Kedusha, and saying Baruch Hu, these are examples of Devarim Shebek Kedusha, which may only be said in the presence of a minion of 10 adult men. Now in the coming Mishnayos, we will see the concept of Pores Al Shema. Pores Al Shema refers to when people have davened already, and they davened without a minion. For whatever reason, they weren't able to get together, so they davened by themselves, and later on, that day, they got together in order to say the parts of davening which require a minion. So they have at least 10 people coming together, and one of those 10 people would say Kaddish, and Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and as well as that, they would say the first bracha of Shema as well. Although the first bracha of Shema does not require a minion, since Baruch Hu does, and Baruch Hu is an introduction and sort of a declaration for people to say the first bracha of Shema, so they also need to say the first bracha on Shema, and then they would skip from the first bracha on Shema and go straight to Shemoneh Esrei with one person saying it out loud, including Kedusha. There are multiple interpretations of what exactly was involved in this process of Pores Al Shema. We explained it according to the way the majority of Mefarshim understand, that it involves people who had davened already but without a minion, and now they are coming to fill in those gaps of the parts of davening which require a minion. So this Mishnah is going to discuss that, as well as other processes which require a minion for them to be said and done. In Posen Al Shema, they cannot do the process of being Pores Al Shema. In Ovelin Fe'at Teva, they cannot have somebody being the chazan and repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. The Enosnes Kapehem and the Kohanim do not lift up their hands in order to do Birkas Kohanim. There's no Birkas Kohanim unless there's a minion. They incur in Batoira, and they do not read from the Sefer Torah. They have Tirin Banovi, and they cannot read the Haftorah. They Enosnes Mamad Moshav, and they cannot do a process known as Mamad Moshav, which is on the way to a burial during a Levaya, when they are carrying the coffin towards where it is going to be buried. The custom was that they would sit down every few steps, and somebody would deliver a hesped, a eulogy, speaking about the person who had died. And then they would get up, continue walking towards the grave, and then they would sit down again, somebody would deliver a eulogy, and they would continue doing this 7 times. That was the custom during the times of the Mishnah. And this was only done in the presence of a minion. Otherwise, it was unnecessary to do this whole big process with someone delivering a eulogy 7 times. If there's less than 10 people there, then this is not necessary. The in Omrim Birkas Aveilim, they cannot say the bracha which people give to the mourners after the burial has taken place, when the mourners are on their way home. So the custom was for the people present to give them a bracha. But again, that's only done in the presence of a minion. The Tanchume Aveilim, comforting the mourners, which refers to the custom that after the burial, everybody else who was there, other than the mourners themselves, the relatives of the person who died, everybody would stand in rows and walk past the mourners, comforting them and wishing them well and that they'd be comforted. So again, this process of going in rows and walking past the mourners to comfort them, that was only done in a minyan. Ubrikas Chasonim, this refers to the brachas of the Sheva brachas, which are made under a chuppah as well as throughout the first week of a couple's marriage. So to say the Sheva brachas, that requires a minyan. As well as that, the Mzamnin Bashem, and does not include Hashem in the Zimun, when one makes a Zimun before at least 3 people say Brikas HaMozayin after eating bread. So the custom is that the word Elokeinu, Nevorach Leilokeinu, that word is added when there are at least 10 people present, only if there is a minyan. So all of these things which we just mentioned cannot be done with Pochis Ma'asorah, less than 10 adult Jewish males who make up a minyan. Now, if somebody designates a item or a piece of land to the Beis HaMikdash, so depending on what the item is, perhaps the item itself can be given and used in the Beis HaMikdash, but more often than not, especially when it comes to land, the land itself is not given to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it is considered to be Beis HaMikdash's property until somebody redeems it by paying for it, and then that money becomes Beis HaMikdash property, and the land becomes the person who pays for the land. Now, if somebody did make his land Hekdesh, he designated his land to the Beis HaMikdash, when he comes to redeem it, and to give that money, the value of the land, to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's quite difficult to measure the exact value of land, and it's learned from Pesukim that 10 people are required. When talking about designating something for the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah lists the word Kohen 10 times. Now there's a rule that in miut achar miut elo l'rabbis. If the Torah says a word which limits something, then it says another word which limits it, the second word actually comes to include something. So let's take our example. When the Torah said the word Kohen, that implies that a Kohen has to be the one who evaluates the value of the land, and he's in charge of the whole process of redeeming the land. But then the Torah says Kohen again, and again and again. And so all of the other times that it says the word Kohen, that's actually to tell you that you don't need a Kohen. So since it says Kohen 10 times, the first time is to tell you that you need a Kohen, and the next 9 times are to tell you that you need anybody. So altogether you need 10 people, because it did say the word Kohen 10 times. However, 9 of them can be Yisraelim. So the Mishnah says with a karkois, when it comes to redeeming land, by giving the money to the Beis HaMikdosh instead of the land, tish of a Kohen, it requires 9 people, plus a Kohen to evaluate it and to process it, the Odom. And if a person declares that he wants to give his own value to the Beis HaMikdosh, Kayotze Vohen, similar to them, meaning that would also require 9 people plus a Kohen to evaluate how much he needs to give to the Beis HaMikdosh.